One night in late January, a couple dozen strangers met at Trinity Episcopal Church in downtown Buffalo. They gather in the church's 19th century Gothic chapel. There's candles, some ambient music, and coffee. They're here to talk about death.
The more that we can talk about death, the more we can familiarize ourselves with it, the less we feel alone, and the less we feel exiled from connecting with others.
Morgan Dunbar and her husband McNor Cameron are the organizers of Buffalo's Death Cafe, which has been meeting since 2018. The Death Cafe model was started by a British mother and son in 2011, based on the ideas of a Swiss sociologist. There's now been over 10,000 of these meetings across 71 countries, according to the official Death Cafe website. There's no set agenda for death cafes, as per the official guide, and Dunbar obliges with her Buffalo Death Cafe. Conversations are free-flowing. People talk about end-of-life care, funeral and burial wishes, and yes, what might happen after we die.
We talked about Kobe Bryant and how, you know, shocking that was for everybody, and we talked about why. Why was that so shocking?
The retired NBA star had died in a helicopter crash just 3 days prior.
And sometimes the fear, too, surrounding that, like, I can't believe this, I don't want this to happen to me, makes some people want to reach out to groups like Death Cafe.
Of course, the coronavirus means Death Cafe can no longer meet, at least not in person. Dunbar says that's a shame, too, considering now may be the perfect time to confront our own mortality.
This horrifying situation that we find ourselves in is also an excellent opportunity for us to grow as a culture and to start taking on issues surrounding our mortality that otherwise, you know, we would never do voluntarily.
Pandemic has also impacted Dunbar and others' work in community death care. Dunbar is a certified death doula, comforting mostly mothers going through perinatal bereavement. She and her husband lost their own son in 2016 after a stillbirth. She says COVID-19 and social distancing have wiped away many traditional ideas of grieving, like sitting with a loved one on their deathbed, as well as public wakes and funerals.
And maybe we're not going to have the burial that we wanted. Maybe we're not going to be able to have the home funeral that we wanted. How are we going to respond to that?
Many wanted to discuss funerals and burials at January's Buffalo Death Cafe.
You know, after one too many bad funerals, I said, I want to change this somehow.
Angie Conti has attended Buffalo Death Cafe since its inception. The 31-year-old would like to help families have safe 3 to 5 day home funerals, as opposed to the more rush, impersonal funerals she's experienced.
We've been conditioned over time to think of them as a very fast process. As I mentioned, the wake, 2 or 3 hours, the funeral, a half hour, and then we're done. But it takes so much more time than that.
It was Donna Dudek's first time at Death Cafe. The 61-year-old was attracted to the idea of discussing death openly, instead of as some sort of taboo subject.
I think it's a wonderful thing. It's part of our human experience. We can't stick our head in the ground and pretend it's not going to happen.
And she was nice enough to discuss it with a total stranger.
What do you maybe think happens when we die? What do you think?
I think that we are energy, and that energy goes on to something. Our body is our shell that we lose, but the energy, I believe, goes on, hopefully to good things.
Ultimately, Dunbar hopes that Death Cafe can make people more death conscious.
Not be so afraid of it, but recognize that it is an inevitability, and that you can do it with a curious mind instead of racked by fear. And so to enter into that mystery with curiosity, I think, is the goal.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.